It's been a little over a month since the Food and Drug Administration eased restrictions on the sale of emergency contraception. Adults can get it over the counter. Minors need a doctor's prescription. Both need a pharmacy that stocks it and is willing to provide what's known as Plan B. Medicine Alderman Zach Brandon has concerns about timely access. It's best taken within 72 hours, so he's introduced an ordinance requiring pharmacies not carrying emergency contraception to say where it can be purchased.
We're not mandating it dispense it, although I believe that they should, but we're not mandating that they dispense it. We're not even mandating that the company carry it. We're asking them to give an informed and educated option.
If the city council approves Brandon's proposal, pharmacies would have to post a sign 8.5 inches by 11. It would indicate the nearest alternative locations where the customer can get what's essentially a high dose of birth control pills. Linda Wilsey is a Madison pharmacist who supports the measure.
We need actions like this at the local level, hopefully to maybe nudge things along for the rest of the state and establish some standards.
Wilsey notes the American Pharmacists Association acknowledges the right of those dispensing medication to refer a customer's request if they don't want to fill it. A pharmacist who refused to do this while working in Wisconsin was reprimanded by a state regulatory board 4 years ago. Neil Nason of St. Paul was fined $20,000 for his actions at a Menominee Kmart. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.